A new witness set to testify. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas's wife will provide testimony at the January 6th committee hearings. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
Jenny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, says she looks forward to testifying before the House January 6th committee. Lawmakers want to question Thomas about whether she had any role in trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election. She says she wants to clear up what she describes as misconceptions.
Americans are dealing with soaring prices, especially at the pump. The average price of gas in the U.S. hitting a record high $5 a gallon last week. At a rally in South Haven, Mississippi Saturday, former President Trump denouncing how the Biden administration is dealing with the inflation crisis.
He is now turning out to be a combination of Jimmy Carter and Herbert Hoover. Has anyone looked at the stock market? Has anybody looked at the stock market lately?
Meanwhile, President Biden falling off his bike in Delaware Saturday morning in front of a large group of people. He spoke right after his bike fall.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.
I keep on taking these things off. I got my foot caught.
Ukraine's President Zelensky visited a city near the country's front lines as Russian forces continue to invade Ukraine. Fox's Nate Foy has more.
President Volodymyr Zelensky visiting the port city of Mykolaiv, which is right near the front line. This is not far from Kherson, which is under Russian control right now. And according to the Ukrainian government, he met with service members, handing out awards to them for their bravery. He received progress reports on the front line as Ukrainians defend their land and access to the Black Sea.
The final round of golf's U.S. Open Championship taking place Sunday. Will Zalatoris and Matt Fitzpatrick are the co-leaders. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Early voting taking place in the New York primaries.
Governor Kathy Hochul being challenged by Long Island Congressman Tom Suozzi and New York City public advocate Jemani Williams for the Democratic nomination. She is seeking a full term after ascending to the governor's mansion when Andrew Cuomo resigned last August amid several scandals. On the Republican side, four candidates competing: Congressman Lee Zeldin, former Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, businessman Harry Wilson, and Andrew Giuliani, the son of New York City's former mayor. Primary races also for lieutenant governor, state assembly, and judges. Early voting continues through June 26th, ahead of the June 28th primary. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
A mom in Texas lied about the fatal shooting of her 2-year-old daughter.
35-year-old Jessica Cantu was charged with endangering a child last week. The San Antonio Sheriff's Office says she claimed the child shot herself, but an autopsy determining that wasn't the case. The report concluding the gun was fired from a distance and not close proximity. Cantu's boyfriend was also arrested, and police say he owned the gun. More charges are possible against the couple. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
A day to celebrate fathers.
It's the insight and wisdom and words, including dad's one-liners, that no matter how long ago they spoke them, they still ring true today and are shared with the next generation. Today we honor our dads and other father figures on this Father's Day. Hardest thing is what do you get for him? Several restaurant chains, including Applebee's, Bubba Gum Shrimp Company, and Cracker Barrel, offering special deals for dads on this day. Though no amount of gift cards, new grill utensils, or craft beer memberships can really ever be big enough to replace the gift a dad's already got. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.